Welcome to the Business Edge, a podcast where we explore the exciting world of business in English, covering topics like startups, entrepreneurship, leadership, and everything you need to thrive in the world of business. In recent Carlsberg news, a worrying development has emerged in relation to a pair of the company's former executives in Russia. Two senior managers from Carlsberg's Russian subsidiary have been detained on allegations of fraud. This incident appears to be connected to Carlsberg's ongoing legal dispute over brand licensing rights involving its Russian brewery, Baltika, a key part of Carlsberg's operations, which was briefly nationalized before its sale. The precise details of the fraud allegations and involvement of these former executives with the Denmark-based brewing company, Carlsberg, are currently undisclosed. These claims of financial misdeeds, however, taint Carlsberg's public image and jeopardize its often celebrated reputation. With its significant standing in the global beer market, particularly in Russia, trouble in Carlsberg's Russian operations could have far-reaching consequences. The potential disruption posed by the managerial issues at Baltika Brewery could significantly interfere with Carlsberg's business in this region of strategic importance to the company. The future effects of this ongoing legal battle and subsequent executive detentions remain uncertain. It is crucial for Carlsberg to carefully steer through these challenges to protect its reputation and operations in Russia. This concludes our current update in Carlsberg News. We promise to bring you any additional developments on this matter as they unfold. Stay tuned for more news right after a short break. In a major development for Starbucks in the United States, thousands of workers have staged a walkout, protesting their working conditions. This marks the largest ever strike in the coffee chain's history, with employees from hundreds of stores across the country participating. The workers, primarily baristas, cite concerns related to Starbucks' scheduling and staffing practices. They argue that the current policies result in unfair and heavy workloads. In an unprecedented move, these determined employees organized a massive one-day strike, coinciding with one of the busiest days for the company, to highlight their grievances. This momentous occasion has thrust Starbucks into experiencing the largest work stoppage in their history. Workers' strong demonstration for fair work conditions and treatment underscores the gravitas of the situation. Stay with us for further updates on this developing story as we closely follow the ongoing Starbucks strike. In recent Walmart news, we've noted several developments that are significantly impacting the financial landscape. Shares of the retail juggernaut have slipped due to a lower-than-expected earnings outlook, casting some uncertainty about Walmart's future performance among investors. Adding to concerns, Walmart's CEO has risen a cautionary flag about looming deflation in the approaching holiday season, anticipating falling commodity prices. Falling prices for general merchandise and significant grocery items are predicted to decrease overall consumer prices. While this appears advantageous for consumers, it may present a complicated landscape for other retailers to navigate, given the lowered prices. Nonetheless, despite these factors, Walmart demonstrated financial resilience by exceeding earnings expectations, albeit maintaining a cautious stance regarding anticipated consumer spending, which contributes to a somewhat conservative future outlook. These unfolding incidents underscore the dynamic nature of the retail sector and the continuous quest for consumer spending. Fluctuations in consumer spending and price adjustments will persistently reshape the retail landscape. Walmart's strategy to sustain competitive pricing could instigate a domino effect impacting both consumers and other retailers. This wraps up our latest Walmart news. Stay connected for more updates on the ceaselessly evolving realm of retail. In recent news, Chinese President Xi Jinping stressed the importance of friendship and cooperation with international companies, specifically underlining the importance of collaboration and mutual benefit amidst strained China-US relations. To cement this sentiment, President Xi hosted a dinner where he engaged with top executives from influential companies such as Apple, Boeing, Nike, and others. Notable attendees included Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla, and Steve Schwarzman, CEO of Blackstone Group, along with high-ranking Chinese government ministers. The attendees, representing the U.S. business elite, gave a standing ovation to President Xi, indicating their recognition of his leadership. Interestingly, amidst this show of support, analysts posited that foreign groups may face heightened scrutiny in China given the ongoing tension between U.S. and China. Tesla received particular attention during this event, with President Xi voicing his support for the company's development within China. Given that China is a vital market for the electric vehicle industry, this endorsement is viewed as a promising sign for Tesla's future growth in the nation. In the face of evolving China-U.S. relations, President Xi's efforts to engage with international business leaders underscore China's commitment to fostering cooperation and robust economic relationships, irrespective of upcoming challenges. Thank you for joining us today on our English Language Business Podcast, where we explored the ins and outs of the corporate world and shared valuable insights to help you succeed in your entrepreneurial journey.